Marjorie Chan is a busy person within various creative scenes. She has acted on stages, she's written for operas, and chronicles the Chinese experience in her plays. Her original works deal with weighty subjects, such as the tradition of foot binding in her play China Doll, and the 1937 invasion of Nanjing in Nanking Winter. Chan's latest play is The Madness of the Square. It deals with the 1989 massacre at Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to tell us of this latest work. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Obviously a rather weighty, loaded subject. Yeah. How does Marjorie Chan deal with the Tiananmen Square massacre?
She states in the program that this is not an historical reenactment. Rather, it's her imagining of what might have taken place and what led up to the drastic results. The story is about five students and a BBC intern and who is chronicling the story. Mm. Of the students, one is a diehard political rabble-rouser, another is a committed organizer who wants to be in on the decision-making, and the other three are along for the ride. One of these is a woman who is almost consistently giddy with the excitement of being involved in this, and another is a spoiled brat rich kid who thinks that this protesting will be a lark. Their aims are simple. They want an end to government corruption. They want more democratic reform and economic change, and they want to dialogue with the government about how to meet their demands. They organize and go to Tiananmen Square thinking the government can't really deny them. I think at one point there were 100,000 people in the square. You can't deny that. We know the result. The military moved in with tanks and soldiers, and several hundreds, if not thousands, of these people were killed or injured.
Now, this is a story that's been told many different ways, yeah, in fiction and nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
How well does this play tell this story?
I think this play needs a lot more work done to clarify what Marjorie Chan wants to say. I found the storytelling confusing, I found the structure faulty, and the characters, through their dialogue, to be cliched. For the most part, the story unfolded in order, but sometimes there would be a change of mood with lights, and the giddiest character of all would give a dramatic, gut-wrenching poem. And I'm thinking, well, what was that? Was that foreshadowing? That was confusing. Characters would make plans to, say, go to a restaurant or go to the square. They would say that in their dialogue, mm-hmm, of the scene. And then a chorus would come out and would announce with great portentousness what is going to happen in the next scene. So they have something like, what happened in the square? Or what happened at the restaurant? You know, one expected something major to happen in the scene that followed.
Yes.
And after several of these announcements, it was obvious from the scene that I was looking at that nothing major happened. In the restaurant, they joked and they ate a lot of food because they were preparing for a hunger strike. In the square, they were waiting endlessly for somebody in authority to come and speak to them. That unhelpful structure diminished the seriousness of the play.
So the storytelling and the structure didn't particularly work.
Right.
What about the characters here?
The characters aren't so much idealistic as they are naive. You know, that's a whole other matter. When they go to the square hoping the premier will talk to them and they are ignored, they're almost petulant as a result. They, you know, the way it's played, I expected them to stamp their feet and have a tantrum. It's hardly a way of creating credible character.
Is anything here redeemed by perhaps the production values of the play?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The set design by Camellia Koo is one of the best things about this production. It's simplicity itself. A bare stage with a few steps going across it and a huge red flag hanging down at the back. Voila, Tiananmen Square. Very simple. Director Ruth Madoc-Jones has some nice images as well. For example, several scenes take place in a tent, and she creates this image by having two characters standing several feet apart holding a swath of white material over their heads, beautifully depicting a tent. But I wish the simplicity was elsewhere in her direction. Mm. For the most part, she seems intent on being clever. The result is that her direction cluttered the proceedings instead of helping it. Videos of a student being interviewed are projected onto the bodies of the students instead of onto a screen. And this is distracting and confusing, and I couldn't tell who the person was being videoed. Instead of guiding her cast to build in their dramatic performances, the cast became more and more hysterical when matters spiraled out of control. This is bad acting, and the director should have helped. You know, I found the play and production hard to sit through because there were so many opportunities that were squandered.
Nevertheless, this is about a significant event in,
yes,
recent history.
Mm-hmm.
So would you recommend the play for that matter alone?
No, I won't. I can't. It's an important subject, as you say, and it needs a better play in a production than this one. I think Marjorie Chan has to do more work on it and try again.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.